don't understand what's going on here.
Just drop it.
Your station, your sound, EFCOT Radio.
EFCOT Radio.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Everyone, it's the Media Wives. Currently it's about to go 2 o'clock and I'm joined here by Esli.
Hello.
As usual. And today we have Joe.
Hello.
Bit of a random one, but today we're going to be talking about the Titanic movie and just like the Titanic in general. And I'm just going to be playing some good songs that we like, because Titanic music's depressing. I can't be bothered to play that today. So,
yeah.
Let's get started with Woke Up This Morning by Alabama Free.
Woo! FCOT Radio.
Got it!
Both butt naked, banging on the bed.
access to your villa. Just for son of witness, all of your clean or your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a you tell her baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
Make sure no say that she really not a right for vex. I never used to see her make the jigger low flex. As somebody else a favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence you better know for mass. Quick by your hands, no off it up. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Wanna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. I've been listening to your reason, it makes no sense at all. Need to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You may think that you're a player, but you're completely lost. If I say, honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off.
Escort Radio.
Hi everyone, before we get started, if you have any comments or suggestions and things you want to say to me and Esley, you can email themediawives@gmail.com. That's themediawives@gmail.com. It's easier. Anyway, so we have our Titanic expert, Joe, today.
The MVP.
So yeah, let's start off with, why do you like the movie so much? Esdy hasn't watched the movie, which is just insane. Like,
hey,
we
listen,
were talking about it. Why?
That's like a recommendation to Esdy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, convince me, because I've never been bothered enough to watch it. Really,
well,
just
start off with the hate that it typically gets, right, is the romance is very sort of cringy, right?
Right.
I disagree. I think I like to argue the fact that the romance in that film is very charming in a way, and it's very playful. But, yeah, typically anyway.
Uh-huh.
But, and as well, another reason I recommend, it's a very good, if you're into sort of disaster movies, lots of people like suffering constantly when a ship is sinking, I think you'd like it for that reason. I think it's something up your end because it's a disaster movie.
Okay.
Lots of death.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. We do love a good disaster movie in this house.
That's true, that's true. What are some of the main differences, like the things that they change and cut out in the movie compared to the actual story of Titanic?
The major difference, right, which is portrayed in that movie in particular, is one of the actual characters in the movie. So his name is First Officer William Murdoch, right? In the movie, he's portrayed as this, like, massive... He's really stressed out of the whole situation, granted, because of the ship sinking. He wants to get as many lifeboats out as possible. And due to that happening, he sort of loses his mind and panic starts to arrive... as soon as passengers start to realise, like, oh, the ship is sinking, it's not just another situation. And whilst this is going on, William Murdoch, who's the first officer, he begins to panic. He has a gun on him, he loads it, and he kills two passengers with bullets. And after that happens, he instantly regrets it, and then he puts a bullet to his head, ending his life.
Oh.
But during the actual disaster of the original Titanic that took place, William Murdoch, the first officer, he wasn't shooting passengers and then decided to kill himself after. He actually saved many different passengers' lives during that time, during the whole disaster situation that was going on. I think specifically he saved just over 10 lives, but in the original disaster as well, he doesn't kill himself, but he just goes down with the ship. Whatever reason, just went down typically, or because of the freezing cold water as well.
So what, like he stayed on the ship?
Yeah, sort of like the same thing as the captain did. The captain, you know, the tradition of when a sinking ship,
yeah,
happened, the captain goes down with the ship. Something similar like that.
Fair, basically. Okay.
Wait, so, sorry, but, yeah, I forgot. This character that we're talking about, that you're comparing it to, are we talking about Jack here? Which character are we talking about?
So this isn't Jack. This is one of the side characters who's one of the officers.
Oh, okay,
who's basically,
yeah,
coordinating the, mm-hmm, the lifeboats to be lowered into the water at the time.
Oh, okay. So they actually did base it around,
yeah,
stuff like
that.
Yeah,
the character was a real person on the ship,
oh,
at the time,
okay,
except,
yeah,
they just portrayed him differently to what they did in the film. Because I think it was just James Cameron's way, who was the director of... Because,
yeah,
they needed a bit more drama involved in the disaster.
Yeah,
if
definitely.
There wasn't enough drama going on at the time anyway.
That's so true.
The whole ship sinking.
That's
no,
true.
No, literally.
Yeah. Are there any, like, in terms of, like, how it actually happened?
So the actual sinking itself.
Yeah, do they change it in the movie? Or is it quite similar to what
so
really happened?
So it's fairly similar, except in the terms of the filming style, the Titanic how do I explain it? You have starboard and port, right, which is left,
yeah,
and right at sea, essentially. So it was listing on its starboard side at about, I think it was about a 15 degree angle. But in the actual movie itself, it looks pretty straight when it's sinking. It's going down by the head, but the whole point of that is just to make it look a lot nicer when filming, and it's a lot easier instead of just putting it at a random angle.
Yeah.
It's just easier that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good. Azzy, do you have any questions?
No, not really.
Okay, we're going to get back into some music, and then we'll be back to talk more about this.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be fun.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. There might be some technical difficulties, so just bear with us.
Epcot Radio.
Have gout. This.
Whoa, mama.
You're listening to Epcot Radio. Your station... your sound.
I can't hear anything. This place has class.
Epcot Radio.
Have gout. This.
We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents, and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shot right now, I don't think that we could work this out on a terrace. I don't know if it's fair, but I thought, how could I let you fall by yourself? Well, I'm wasted with someone else. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything, they'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything, let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents. You look so proud, standing there with a frown and a cigarette, posting pictures of yourself on the internet, out on the terrace. We breathe in the air of this small town on our own, cutting glass with the thrill of it, getting drunk on the past we were living in. If we go down, then we go down together.
I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything that shows them we are better.
We were staying in Paris.
We were staying in Paris.
Escort Radio. Radio.
Got it!
Hi everyone, we're back. Sorry about the technical difficulties. It's 2:20 right now. So we wanted to talk about Ezzy, you had a question.
Okay, it's a pretty dumb question, but I want to know whether you guys think Jack and Rose could be real. Because logically, I know the answer because they're characters.
Yeah.
But my stepmom has this one friend who is convinced that she's Rose reincarnated.
That's and she's, lovely.
She's a little bit delusional. I'm not going to lie. But I just want to know whether you guys think that they could be real.
Well, logically, as you said, though, right? They don't exist on the actual disaster, the original disaster itself. However, inspiration for it was taken by one of the characters. Was there was a passenger on the actual ship during the disaster with the last name of Dawson, which obviously we know as the main character being Jack Dawson.
Yeah.
But I don't know their actual first name, but I believe it wasn't Jack, but their second name was Dawson. Rose didn't exist, nothing like that, as far as I know.
This man was alone.
Yeah. And I'm fairly sure the record of Dawson as well, he went down with the ship as well, so that's fun.
Oh wow.
Ouchie indeed.
Yeah,
but there are stories of like people that literally were like left in their room and just drowned in their room, or like weren't there stories of like couples that like just hugged together whilst they were like dying and stuff?
Yeah, that was when they realized that there's no lifeboats yet, and this was mostly third class passengers during that time as well, because all the lifeboats first were launched were first class passengers, to specify richest people on the ship. They prioritized first before they went on to the lower class passengers on the ship.
So there definitely was like a rich person, poor people thing, right?
Yeah, during that time there was, but there's nothing really else to it. It's just the first class passengers were prioritized over second class passengers and third class passengers. And by the time all the lifeboats were launched, none of the third class, I'm pretty sure like 3/4 of the third class passengers lost their lives in that disaster.
That's
and almost
up.
All the first class survived. But yeah, the problem as well was when they were launching like lifeboats and stuff during that time, they didn't fill the boats to their full capacity. You'd have like a boat of what, 23 passengers, but they were tested to weigh for 70 people passengers to be in them. They still didn't have enough lifeboats either way for all the passengers to get off the ship. But
they mention that in the movie as well, don't they, when they're doing lifeboats?
Yeah, they do. They even realize as well that there wasn't enough lifeboats them on the ship to for all the passengers, because they of course they had the illusion that it's an unsinkable ship, so nothing will happen, no disaster would ever have to happen. And I think another reason as well why there wasn't as many lifeboats on the ship was to have more space for the first class passengers, for the luxury sort of appeal for it.
Yeah, that's messed up. But is it true that, like, you know, in the movie when they like gate off the poor people, basically like the gates and stuff, was that actually real?
So what you're saying is when they trapped them in their dorms, in the hallways, yeah. So that's not true. That never happened. They didn't lock them away until they were ready to go. That's just not true. Like I said earlier, it's just something James Cameron did to add more drama to what was going on in the situation. But that never actually happened during the original disaster.
In what way does the Titanic need more drama? It's actually ridiculous.
That's what I think as well. Like, this whole ship is sinking, everyone's panicking. Is that not enough?
Yeah, I agree. So what are your guys' opinions on, like, when there's directors that do like movies about things that have actually happened in real life? Do you think it should be as close to the truth as you can get, or do you think it's okay to like dramatize things?
Dramatizing it does make it sometimes better, but
yeah, it makes it more watchable.
I'm fine as well when they introduce new characters into it as well.
Yeah,
but the one thing I wouldn't like is, like I said earlier about William Murdoch, how they treat his character. That's not really doing his real person justice, is it? And I'm pretty sure as well, this is a known fact as well, that James Cameron even apologized to the guys, the actual family of Murdoch who died on the ship.
Yeah, because it's defaming his name.
It's not defaming, because he was known for being a hero on the ship and saving other passengers' lives, as I said before.
Yeah.
And they basically just turned him into a villain, no?
Yeah, that was James Cameron's way of doing it, but yeah.
See, that's the thing, especially like with Titanic especially, I think they could have gone, like the stuff with the gate, like the poor people getting trapped, or like all of these like weird details that he added for no reason are just unnecessary, I think.
Well, there's even more of that in some of the deleted scenes as well, and some of the deleted scenes are quite, some of them are pretty good, some of them are like deleted scenes are meant for, they're not needed in the final film. But what I wish they did more with that movie was they touched more on different perspectives of passengers on the ship things were going on during the sinking as well. So we saw different perspectives of what was going on, different parts of the ship as it was sinking at the same time. But really, for the whole sinking, we sort of just followed Jack and Rose. But because at the same time, you care for them, but they weren't real people on that ship at the time. Yeah. They're just created for the movie.
Yeah, I think it was definitely one of those movies where it's they've got like two really good actors as the main roles, and they're just, you know, focusing around them. I feel mean saying this, but it is kind of just a cash grab. They're just using that whole idea and then putting some, you know, like hot actors in and being like, woo, let's go, you know.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying with that, because I'm fairly sure at the time as well it was the most expensive film. It had like a budget of 200 million well. Yeah, and this is funny as well because it cost more than what the original Titanic cost to build at the time when it was built. Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Yeah. Yeah. That being said, I went to see the movie in 3D in the cinema, and it was really good. How long was it? 2 or 3 hours? It was 3 hours, wasn't it?
It's about 3 hours, just over, if you don't count credits.
But the thing is, I went into it being like, oh god, 3 hours. But it didn't feel like 3 hours. It's like a really good paced movie. Like, director's good. Like, the movie's good. It's well paced. It's interesting all the way throughout. So yeah, I mean, if you haven't watched it yet, then definitely watch it. It's a good movie.
It's one of those movies you should watch at least once, whether you love it or hate it.
Yeah, definitely. Alrighty, let's get back into some music. We're gonna start with White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, mama.
You're listening to Epcot Radio, your station, your sound.
I can't hear anything. This place has class.
And an explanation.
You're listening to Epcot Radio.
You don't hear me not complaining.
I feel so funky.
Me.
guy from
Escort Radio.
Hi everyone, thanks so much for listening to our episode. This is our first recorded episode as well. Yeah, thanks so much, Joe, for coming to talk to us about history stuff.
All right, I was glad to be here. Do it again.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll probably have Joe on again if we do anything history related again.
Yeah, most likely.
Because he knows too much about random stuff. So, yeah, anyway, it's currently 2:32. If you have any comments or things you want to write to us, again, email themediawives@gmail.com. And yeah, we're gonna leave you with "It Makes the Babies Want to Cry" by George Clanton. And yeah, see you next time. Bye.
Bring it on!
You're listening to FCOT Radio, your station, your sound.
That's your new station, I listen to.